Neo, welcome to the Red Velvet Cake Studio.
Thank you, sir. Happy to be here.
Yeah, you've been here before, but I wasn't around when
you were not here.
But you did not perform at the Red Velvet Cake Studios, and we talked about it. And here you are, finally.
Absolutely.
I am, and they can all attest to this. I am your biggest fan.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
Maybe your mama told you when she came on the cruise. I begged her. I said, please get your son, because I think he is the greatest entertainer since Michael Jackson.
Oh, man. That's
and when
love.
I said that on the air, everybody just beat me up. What? Are you absolutely out of your mind this time, Tom Joyner? Nobody. Since Michael Jackson. I said, yes.
That's love, brother.
I said, look at, it's just your talent.
It's big shoes to fill, but it's an absolute compliment. I appreciate it.
You are an excellent performer. You are a writer. You're an actor, a producer. You're the full, you're everything. You're the full package.
I think he wants to date you now.
I'm not sure.
It's a little bro romance.
Neo, yeah, Tom Joyner's about to skywrite you.
Lord,
you know, it started with Gladys Knight. Come around.
Like man love to me.
It's man love in the high.
Y'all mind y'all business. That's all right. Nothing wrong.
How long you been in the business, man?
At this point, 9 years. Going on 10 years at this point. Yeah.
And it started where? When and where?
The first album came out about 9 years ago. Yeah, in my own words.
Uh-huh.
And, we've been moving since then, man.
What was the first big hit?
First big hit was So Sick. And the ball has just been rolling since then, you know.
We just played Irreplaceable.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Beyonce and you know, Jay and everybody over there. Yeah, Beyonce. That was one of the biggest hits that I wrote for somebody else.
Greatest man jam.
Okay.
It's the greatest man jam ever, man. It says it all.
Did somebody say that to you, Neo?
Say what?
Did somebody tell you get your stuff and move to the left?
No. That story is actually about my aunt and this guy that she was dating. And she was actually mad at me when I wrote the song. Like, you ain't telling people my business, boy. But then once the song started picking up, she was like, you know, if it's anything else you remember, feel free to go ahead. And
what kind of gifts does she get as a result
of being in that song?
Anything she asks for, basically.
How did that come about? Did Beyonce request you to do a song about breaking up, or did you have this song on the shelf and send it to Beyonce?
Well,
How does that work? It was a song
I initially wrote for myself. I mean, it was my aunt's story, but I tried to flip it and, you know, to make it mine.
Uh-huh.
And then I realized very rapidly that this is a song that would not work for a man. You know, my fan base is female. I can't be talking about I could have another you in a minute. Matter of fact, she'll be here in a minute.
Yeah.
That just wasn't going to work.
Yeah.
So,
good man.
Once I made this realization, actually, to be honest, there's a couple other female artists that the song went to first that turned it down. They didn't get it. Y'all ain't about to get me in trouble in here this morning.
A-list artists?
A couple, yeah. Some folks that y'all know, I'll say that.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Are they calling you now for songs?
Oh, yeah. I've worked with a few of them since then, yeah.
Man. Well, let's see. Rihanna.
Now, we all Googling.
Who is Neo working with?
Jennifer Hudson. Carrie Hilson. You've written songs for all these people. Celine Dion.
Hey, this is a lovely studio.
We getting close. Celine Dion. Stop right there, Celine Dion.
Nah. It didn't go to Celine.
Carrie Underwood.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show. Okay. I am here.
Whitney.
Yes, indeed.
Whitney Houston.
The walls is red. I see why I call it the Red Velvet Studio. I get it. Because the walls are red.
And now let's move on.
Thank you. Let's move on
to the new album. This is album number
six. Album number six, Nonfiction. Yeah.
Nonfiction. Mm-hmm. Called Nonfiction because?
Called Nonfiction because every single song on this album is a 100% true story.
Yours or someone else's?
Both. Half the stories belong to me, you know, going over some of the more interesting things that have happened to me over the last couple of years and just what it is to be me at this point. But then I wanted to do something kind of special for my fans. Like, yeah, I mean, y'all work in radio, so y'all know what the climate is right now. A cat will come out and do a song and have a hit, and then next summer he'll be nowhere to be found. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So in that I'm still here after 10 years and 6 albums, you know, I owe that completely to my fans. So I wanted to kind of allow them to be part of the creative process this time. So I reached out via my social media asking questions questions about life, love, relationship, and the stories that I really dug, I turned into songs for this album. So about half the album is based on stories given to me by my fans.
At what point when you're going through something, you go, you know what, when I get through this, this will be a good song? Or at what point does that
happen? Or while you're going through it.
Or while you're going through it.
Pretty much while you're going through it. It actually becomes one of those things that helps you get through it. Well, for me anyway, you know, I can't speak for
nobody
else.
And then what's the writing process? How does it start?
Music, lyrics, how does that?
Instrument?
Both. I mean, there's producers that I work with that'll put together, you know, a skeletal track, you know, to be like a drum beat and maybe a piano or something, and I can write a song to that. Or I'll have a lyric and melody idea in my head that I can take to them, and then they'll build music around it. Like, there's really no wrong way.
When you collaborate, Neo, with other artists, because I love your collaborations, do you look at them and go, this is what will work for you, Jennifer Hudson, versus this is what will work for you, Rihanna? Do you do that, or is just it doesn't matter?
To a degree. I mean, if it's a song that I'm doing with that artist, like a duet, then you kind of want to find that gray area. You want to find a song that's going to allow you to be you and allow that person to be them without either one of you feeling like you have to change what it is you do for it to make sense. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I would hate to get on a song with somebody and that person feel like they had to cater to me, or that I had to cater to them. You know,
Have you worked with some people you didn't vibe with?
Go ahead, Simone.
Have you had a song where somebody really wants it and you say, this is really isn't for you, or while you're in the production process and it doesn't work for them?
No, I don't. I've never come across that.
You ever been with somebody can't sing?
Or somebody can't sing? Or you don't vibe with? How about that?
I gotta say that I've been blessed in that I have yet to work with anybody that I just didn't like. It hasn't really happened yet. You know, everybody from the biggest names, you know, to people just starting out, they get in the studio with me and they understand what it is and why they're there. You know, we're there to produce the best song possible. It's not about egos. It's not about who done sold more records or none of that stuff. It's about the best song coming out of this session.
Okay, let's get into the album.
Speaking of the best songs.
Yeah. Religious.
Yes.
The single.
Absolutely.
All right. Who's that about?
Religious is about a guy. It's one of the stories that came from a fan.
Social media.
Yeah, he was talking to me about his wife. He said they had been together for 30 plus years at this point, and he said, "I'm not really a holy roller. You know, I don't go to church every Sunday. It's not a whole lot I could tell you about the Bible, but I know that God exists because only somebody like God could bring a woman like this to a man like me."
Oh.
And I was like, That's the
right there.
That's the coolest thing I've heard somebody say about their significant other in a while. Yeah. So that's where the song Religious came from.
Tom, that could be you. Don't go to church every Sunday, if at all.
And only God could send somebody like Sybil. Could send you somebody like Sybil.
Right.
All right.
All right.
Nice.
All right. What's going to be the next single off the album?
I'm not sure. We in that I have a kind of vast fan base, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Like Religious is for a specific type of person. You know, if you're an R&B head, like, it's definitely for you.
Uh-huh.
But then I have my dance and EDM fans that like that stuff too.
So
there's a song called Coming With You that kind of rides a line between the two. It's like kind of a throwback to the 90s, a little more up tempo. It's a fun record, you know what I mean? So we might go with that next. Yeah.
Do the move, Neo, with the hat.
The move with the hat? What's the...
Go ahead.
What's the move with the hat?
Get out of the move you do. All right. Which song is about your ex?
Song is about my ex. Man.
Because we had Magneto.
She told me she came on the show.
Yeah, she came on the show. We were in Shreveport.
Yeah. She told me she had a good time. There's a song called Why that kind of touches on, you know, my imperfection and the infidelities and whatnot. And it's a shorter song. It's a song that kind of consists of a song and then a couple interludes that lead into the song behind it, which is a song called Congratulations. And that's the one that was honestly a little painful for me. That's probably why the song is as short as it is. It's because, you know, even though I knew I had to tell the truth about the situation, it's still not something that's incredibly comfortable to talk about. So, you know.
Yeah. But then what is Congratulations?
Congratulations is it's the continuation of Why. It's after, you know, after I did what I did and messed it up and, you know, she left and it is what it is and she's moved on. And it's not completely about our situation. But it touches on our situation. I know that this is something that I will eventually feel. It basically speaks on, you know, she's moved on, and all that I can say at this point is congratulations. You know, you're just, she's the one that got away.
Have a couple of bonus on here too, on bonus tracks. I know on iTunes. I don't know. Come over.
Is it come over. Yeah.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come over is another one that it's based in reality, but it's also that one is kind of a how do I put this? It's some of my story and then some of a story from a fan. Okay. I kind of took my situation and that situation and put them together. And it's kind of say you were with somebody, broke up, you run into this person again, and you just all the good stuff starts coming back. So you know, you call one night and it's kind of a, is there a chance to rekindle this type of situation? Right. That's what come over
is. And then the next song is I Know Why We're Not Together Anymore.
Come over kind of ends it. That's kind of the one that I kind of left come over at a cliffhanger. Yeah. Like you don't know if she decides to try it again or not. You know, I kind of left that in the decision in the listeners, you know, it's in your hands. Like what would you do?
You certainly
I
did.
Bet when you were a kid and Valentine's came around.
I have always been a person to love real fast and real hard. I fall quick. That's who I've always been.
And when Valentine's came around, man, you were just writing poems. And
oh yeah. But I was a little shyer than I am now. You know, that's where a good majority of my first songs came from. A book full of poems that I wrote to girls that I just didn't have the courage to give it to the girl I wrote it about.
How old were you again when you started writing?
About nine.
Poetry.
About nine years old. Wow.
That's about the age of my son, Jeffrey. I'm going to have to.